Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, good afternoon. Happy winter. July 9th. Oh, man. I'm taking the cold weather in Chicago personally. It's not July. It is January 9th, 2014. And I want to open the show by wishing Rose, dear, dear person, a very happy, happy birthday. She is celebrating 93 years of moving higher on the path of life, which has no end, only new beginnings, new portals, new vistas to enter, to open, to discover. And she is being challenged, a health challenge. And I spoke with her yesterday, and as is my habit, I sang happy birthday to her. I purposely did it on the 8th because I knew she would be inundated with calls on the 9th, only to find out that she has quite a physical challenge. After going through the summer of 2013 with a heart condition, and this is truly a lovely person. In my conversation with her, I realized that she couldn't connect. She can't resonate and accept the real essence of who she is. And I said, Rose, darling, you are amazing. Let's go back in your life and look at your achievements, and the best is yet to come. And it just occurred to me right now, sitting in my studio room, looking out at a snow-covered pond. I just finished working out. And I realized that most people can't accept their uniqueness. They can't accept the authentic person that she is and you are. It's been clouded over with, I don't know, is it our childhood? I know it's all the words that we heard and the mindset that we have embraced that were making them our own. Don't you all know how magnificent you are? Come on, pick up the mirror and look in the mirror, because you see, today is part 3, and it's about taking baby steps in your life. You can't expect to go from 0 to 3,000 in one thought. You were conceived, you had to go through the 9 months, and then you started to pull yourself up, and then you started to crawl, and before you know it, you were walking, you were running, you were skating. It doesn't happen overnight, and it takes perseverance and habits. It is truly mind-boggling to observe how many people are down on themselves. Literally trashing themselves for mistakes and missed opportunities in the past. They see themselves as flawed. And how many times have you heard me say that over and over again? Look in that mirror and look in your eyes. You are a remarkable human being. Now, Buddha said, with our thoughts, we make our world. That's part 4 tomorrow, but it is so appropriate right now. With our thoughts, we make our world. Thoughts are not just things. They are the creator of your life. And let me remind you, give up the idea that things won't go right unless you worry about them. Worry, worry, stress, stress. What are you worried about? Climbing over little molehills that you have turned into mountains. And it will have a direct effect on your looks and your health. You're listening to Live with Kathy. On Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners in any country around the world. Don't you just love that? You know, I get a fuzzy feeling when I think about being on the air sitting in my comfortable studio, and the technology is fabulous, and Blog Talk, the staff there are second to none, that people all over the world are hearing me. Thousands of shows, millions of listeners discover what the world has to say. Now remember that Blog Talk Radio is archived. BlogTalkRadio.com. If you want to hear my show, / Kathy Watson, CathiWatson. And click on any of the three buttons, any show that you want to hear. You see, for 2014, I want you to be a torch or be a spark, be a candle in the dark, be a sunbeam or a star. And you are a star within your own world. You know, you've heard me say this time and time again. Shakespeare said, the world is a stage and we're all actors and actresses. Put your hat on. And we wear different hats all day long. Now today I have my radio personality hat on. An hour ago I had my exercise hat on. In an hour or so I will put on my let's go do our grocery shopping hat. And then I may decide to put my writer's hat on. Isn't it exciting that you have the power to create who you are? Can you accept the real essence of who you are? Right now, warts and all. I talked to Terry today. She's joined the fittest loser, or the biggest loser in the Schaumburg area. And the other day I was looking and we're having a chat and I said, Terry, can you accept being thin? Oh, she said, I dream about it. But do you want to know what? Those were just words. I didn't get the passion, and I'm very intuitive. I didn't get the passion yesterday talking to Rose about what a truly unique person she is. You know, you're unique. We're all unique. We're like snowflakes. No one can duplicate us. That's what 2014 is about. And we're going to go back in time. Backward, turn backward, oh time, in your flight. Make me a child again for tonight, just for tonight. Yeah, you're going to go back to babyhood. You're going to go back to taking that teeny tiny little baby step. And we talked about it on Tuesday, then Wednesday. Are you ready to craft, design, create a new year? This is your time to reign supreme. And you look, if you need someone to hold your hand, fine, I'm here. But let this be between just you and you. because there's no one youer than you. I watched the video, sidebar, of Janet Cutley, the 80-year-old singer from her 80 years young from Britain. And she sang Edith Piaf's No Regrets. And she was asked, she passed away a couple of years ago, why she didn't pursue singing. Oh, and she had this wonderful, genuine smile. I said, I wanted to be with my babies. I knew that I could sing anytime I wanted to, but I wanted to be with my babies. And she said, look, I have no regrets. What are you regretting? What are you carrying around like a dead cat and you keep petting it and petting it? You see, it's never too late. She was 82 or 83. And she said, I have no regrets for waiting. And she kind of laughed and said, what has age got to do with it? She had a spectacular, her voice was booming. I mean, the audience went hysterical, went ballistics. That could be you. That's what today's show is about. So can you, first of all, you have to accept yourself the way you are right now. And then it's your decision. What do you want to change? If there's any change, you have to change your thinking. And we're going to do it in baby steps. You're going to change your thinking about how you feel about yourself. You see, because if you can't be happy alone, if you can't be happy with who you've crafted now, when are you going to be happy? The call-in number, guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. You could email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. That's C-A-T-H-I. I paid a lawyer $2 when I was 25 years old to change the Y to an I. That's by Kathy. I am the prima donna of home-based businesses. So all of you out there who are staking claim to it, sorry, I did it when I didn't even know that I was creating a home-based business. It just made sense to me. And I'll give you the contact numbers later in the show on how you can get in touch with Letitia or me, Lee or me, because you see, we've made it happen. We had to change. Couldn't stay all our life down at heel, looking out of the window, staying out of the sun. So we chose freedom, running around trying everything new, but nothing impressed us at all. We never expected it to, because we have the answer in our hand. In our hand. Now, you could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. Oh, it's so cozy in here. I had one kick tush workout. And now I'm coming down from my endorphin high. Write to me. I love to get letters. Tell me what are the topics that you truly want me to address. Are you looking in the mirror? Look at your eyes. What do you see? And I want you to write down and even say, I accept myself completely as I am right now. And I'm willing to self-correct when I forget who I am. Why do you want to be anyone else? This is not a dress rehearsal, darlings. This is your time to reign supreme, to shine, to be a torch, to be a candle, to be a sunbeam, or be part of the stars. And this lovely lady, this Briton, I loved her accent. But you know what was interesting? When she was singing, the accent wasn't there. And I thought, isn't that, huh? It is what it is. And she had Janie Cutler. And she had so many people encouraging her through her young life to sing. But she said, no, I have no regrets. What regrets do you have? Write them down. I don't care how many they are. Write them down. And then we're going to start to analyze them. Turn it around. And that's the first baby step you're going to take. We're only going to take one or two of the things that you're not too happy with. And we're going to turn them around. But we're going to be consistent in our determination to move out of the abyss. You know, Johnny Carson said, it's okay to build your house in your pity pot in the valley, but you don't pitch a tent. You see, being down on yourself gets to be a way of life. It's a habit. You don't even know you're doing it. It's a habit. So write to me, Post Office Box 95913. Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. Oh, come on, take a nice big cat stretch with me. Because you see, I know you're amazing. And then be sure and log on, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. Click on all of the buttons, and remember to click on video, and you'll see Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later. James Brown and the Bard. Soul songs in Shakespeare. When you hear Roger Plummer sing, you'll go, oh, this is just unbelievable. And we had to take baby steps to get this produced. Now, the video is 17 minutes, but I do have the 4-minute version running time. If you're interested in exploring the possibility of inviting Roger and I to entertain you at your business meeting, your private meeting, I shall be delighted to send you the 4-minute CD. It's a DVD. I'm sorry, a DVD. No one in the world has thought of pairing soul songs and Shakespeare and James Brown and the Bard. Now, there's also, well, that's with our, what we're planning on doing a full-length DVD, but I decided to couch that, put that on the back burner for a while, because we do have the 4-minute and, of course, the 17 minutes that truly gives you an essence of what the performance is all about. And it's ours. We own it. And I love watching it. I go, oh, isn't that exciting to be on the stage? Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The guest call in is 347-637-3789. Now I was thinking about today's show. And it kind of, newsflash, I had to go back in time. And all of a sudden, I started to think about the essence of who I am. Now, I know I'm unique. So are you. So are you. So are you. So are you. And I looked at all of the references that I have here, and I'll touch on them as I go through my litany. And I stepped out of my comfort zone for a minute, and I just thought, Kathy, can you accept the real essence of who you are? Because the reality is, when I was talking to Rose yesterday, I couldn't accept the reality that she said back at you, Kath. We've been together a long time. And if you're telling me I'm amazing, then, oh, my dear, Kathy, pick up the mirror. Who do you see? You see a gal who never had a role model in her entire life. My parents came from the old country, Europe. My mother's Hungarian, my father Croatian. They came to America the right way. Moved in with my aunt until they were able to be settled. Pa built the house that we lived in. And I am going to go back to the old part of the south side of Chicago and take another look at it. And as I was thinking about today's show, can you accept the real essence of who you are? I have to admit I've been guilty of it. And I started to write down, Kathy, the authentic you. Who are you? Who are you? And when you come to that, can you accept yourself right now who you are? A divine being doing what you're best at. And that's participating in your life. You see, I'm the artist of my life, and so are you. We're both leaders. We're both landscapers of our destiny. And it all begins with, are you ready? This is part three. But are you truly, truly ready? Can you truly believe in yourself? You see, everything we say, think, or do reflects the quality of our inner thought. Whether they're thoughts of ourselves, relationships, careers, or conditions around us. Did you know that self-esteem is more than a belief in oneself? Self-esteem is how you feel about yourself right now. Can you stand there and look in the mirror and truly embrace knowing that how you feel about yourself, your self-esteem, is your relationship with yourself? Then I need to ask you, darlings, how was your self-talk? Would you tell yourself that you're stupid, you're a klutz, you're fat, you're this, you're that, you don't have a brain cell working, and then your siblings come in and share their thoughts about their life and their families, And they're saying, oh, man, I never thought I'd get to this plateau, but I've hit this plateau, and now I'm moving on forward, moving higher on the path of life, which has no end. Self-esteem, write this down, is your relationship with yourself. When you're talking to yourself, do you tell yourself how wonderful you are, or do you talk yourself into believing that you're not worthy, that you downgrade yourself? Now look around you. Look at your home. Look at your possessions. Look at the people that you have around you. Our self-esteem determines the career we choose, our mate, even our income. Our self-esteem determines the career we choose, our mate, income we earn, our lifestyle, the friends we have, the treatment we receive from people, and the quality of our health is all determined by our acceptance of self in a positive way right now. When I have a lengthy pause, I'm giving you time to write down. I want to take the essence of that moment and just have it penetrate your self-thinking, your self-thoughts. Are your thoughts positive, energized, with power? Or is it toxic, negative thinking? It'll win all the time. Now, did you know that we teach people how to treat us by allowing them to visit their insecurities upon us? So, stop and think. How are you teaching people to treat you? And what is the formula for it? Can you step out into the world, out of your comfort zone, and just simply say, the first baby step I'm going to take is to begin with self-acceptance. Stand in front of the mirror without any of your garments on. Love yourself just the way you are because you created that. Come on now. There's no right or wrong. And out of Hollywood, if you aren't a Twiggy, just don't pay any attention to that. You are unique. You're the only one that's going to give birth to your dreams, and we all have them. But what we do with the dreams is as individual as our fingerprints. Now, you might be dreaming of happiness, for instance, can take many forms. It could take the form of, well, I really want to be an actor, an actress. It may be that person wants to become a physician, a psychologist, or even a minister. But you can't do anything until you truly, truly feel the essence of the power of this self-love that is so great that you just can't contain yourself because your cup is running over with joy. So, look in the mirror. Just the way you are, not in the future, but right now. Can you see yourself as a unique, special person? No blame for mix-up, difficulties, upsets. There's no fault. This is the one thing that you have to get out of this show today. There is no fault. Absolutely no one is wrong. If we're not making little boo-boos, how are we ever going to learn and go forward? So, write this down, baby step. Self-esteem is no fault. We take responsibility, but no blame. Everyone does the best they could at that precise moment, determined by their level of awareness of the situation. I remember episodes going back years ago. I thought I was doing the right thing. Now, on reflection, I go, maybe that wasn't the best thing. But I didn't know. I didn't have life's experience. Call the number is 347-637-3789. How do you feel? Do you want to truly enhance your personal power? Then enhance feelings. Life isn't just happening to us. It's happening from us. Change the energy or feelings inside, and you change the outside. You want to change your life? Then change your thinking. Now, we talked about self-esteem. Let's go segue into self-image, self-concept. Self-image is how you see yourself. Self-esteem is a relationship with yourself. But how do you see yourself? Do you live by comparison in the outer world? Do you live by comparison and think that maybe that one person across the street that you had confidence in turned you into such a bummer, maybe you think that's what it should be? So get your pen and pad out. Self-image is how you see yourself. Do you live by self-comparison in the outer world? I don't know. If you're living in a world of comparison and competing, darling, you'll never be happy. You want to know why? No matter how much you earn, someone earns more. When you don't measure up and you don't feel good about yourself, every critical word or feeling sticks to you. The payoff, living by self-esteem, can and often does result in pain and disappointment because you're truly living in a world of comparing and competing. Self-concept, conceptualizing you, bringing it all together. Do you like what you see in your mind's eye? Are you the person you want to be? Do you dance to your drummer? Think about that. You've cleared the screen in your brain. Now you're going to bring all of the concepts, the wonderful concepts about you together, and you're going to put that on the screen. Do you like what you see? You see, we all dance to a different drummer. We all have a dance rhythm, and it keeps changing. It has to change. When I'm doing a show, I'm pasodoble. When I'm narrating something else, I might be more passive. But to truly formulate the essence of you, we have to go back and rethink self-esteem. Self-image and self-concept. There's your triage or triangle. And now you get the chance to put the most important at the bottom of the triage. Remember, life isn't happening to us. It's happening from us. Do you dance to your drummer? I want all of you now to take that baby step and think about the dance that you want to create. The rhythm is yours. The words are yours. That's going to describe, be definitive on how you are crafting your world. And, darlings, we have to take into consideration our reference group, the people that we come in contact with on a daily basis. And yeah, that even means a husband, a spouse, or significant other. Are they positive or negative? Who is it going to be? Which one in your reference group wants to support you to build a powerful power, strong power of presence? You see, because negatives sabotage our best interests by cropping up their ugly heads when we least expect it. We've been programmed, so many negatives coming from our childhood, then kindergarten, grade school, preschool, intermediate school, that we don't know what to do with them, when in reality, they're not true. They're not true. And you have to go and erase them. Mm-hmm. Come on, erase it a little bit more. And just write down, Dear Joan, I really can't qualify it, but I'm still wondering why you threw that book at me the other day when we were having a spirited conversation. Was it that you felt inadequate and you had to get back at us? At any of us? That you didn't feel strong enough about your own convictions, that you maybe even thought yourself coming over to the dark side? Now get your pen and pad out. I'm going to give you some short circuit negatives. How you short-circuit a negative when it happens in your life. What do you do? Step out of their, number one, step out of their energy. And remember, it's their show. And whatever they're saying about you, they are defining themselves. So when someone says to you, oh, you're just being a grump, or I don't like your hairdo, short-circuit negatives by saying to yourself, I cancel that remark. The truth for me is, I am, then complete the affirmation. So you've taken their strength away from them, and you superimposed it on you. You are now a work in progress. Now here's a test. Before I take a little break to talk to you about my sponsorship and my partners. Now, this is a pretty good size baby step, but I think you're up to it. Do not say, think anything negative. You'll soon find out how powerful negatives are. We need to reprogram our negative self-talk in our computer brain to positive feedback. Are you willing to take the test for 24 hours? You see, now this is a sidebar. I routinely clean house regarding friends who do not serve me. I use the percentage formula. 0% to those who contribute nothing to me and I to them. When it's a win-win, then the percentage goes up. I do not surround myself with whiners and negative people. I wish them well and release them to their highest good. You see, self-image is truly how you see yourself. No matter how much money you earn, someone earns more. When you don't measure up and don't feel good about yourself, every critical word or feeling sticks to you. The payoff? Is so rewarding. Because you see, living by self-esteem, by self-image, often results in pain and disappointment. So today, can you accept the real essence of who you are? Don't listen to anyone else. Do not listen. You are not flawed. You can't try to reconcile something perfect with something broken. You need to heal. You need to understand there are no mistakes, only experiences in our lives that we learn from. The first baby step, accept yourself just as you are. A divine being doing what you're best at. You're molding, you're crafting your life. You are the artist, the landscaper of your destiny. You see, the seed has already been planted. So your first baby step, I don't care. Terry could be 350 pounds. I want her to accept herself right now. And then on the con side, you take that baby step. The first step is, I love me. Why not? Why not? Many times it's difficult because you can't release the past. How can you possibly move forward if you can't release the past? Look at it. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't go back every once in a while, but go back and rethink it. And think about the joy and what you've learned from your past. The power of presence fortifiers. Write this down. You're going to reprogram the habit of negative thoughts that take form and manifest in your life. Get rid of "I can't," "I don't want to," "I'm too old." Get rid of it. It is "I am." I am this extremely talented spiritual human being. And you're going to make all of your wonderful, you're going to feed your mind before you go to bed and when you wake up in the morning, because the subconscious is most receptive to new thought patterns just before bed and the first hour upon getting up. The first hour is the rudder of the day. Go back a week or two and click on any of the shows. But you see, all of these shows are nothing but little teasers, little to tweak you. Your work is yet to come, but it's exciting. You become more beautiful, you become more handsome, you become more energized, and you truly want to live life to the fullest. Sidebar. While I was signing in at the gym, here was Grumpy Greg. Oh, it's so cold out. I don't even know why I'm doing here. What am I doing here? We're all nuts. We should all go home right now. I stepped out of his energy and just smiled, and I said, not a chance. It's a way of life with me. And the weather and you or anyone else, you don't have the power to have control over me. Now, before bed, with feelings and loving acceptance of yourself, tell yourself how wonderful you are and accept only the good things that happen during the day and disregard the negatives. And when you get up, now remember, tune in tomorrow at 6:30. We're all going to do our cat stretch, and upon arising, the first hour is the runner of the day. No media, no newspaper, no nothing other than tune in with my show, because I'm going to walk you through the process, the formula. This is the time to program your day. Feel it, see it, taste it, touch it. See it going the way you want it to, but actually feel the emotion of it. So get up 30 minutes earlier to spend time with you and me. Doesn't cost anything, does it? Of course not. Stress. Painful emotions produce stress chemicals in the body. Nature has given us natural cathartic processes to rebalance the chemicals. Laughing, crying, sweating, yawning, trembling, and even raging. But you could rage beautifully. I'm ranting and raging all the time while I'm laughing. Getting in touch with your feelings about something specific is the beginning of the road to catharsis. Now, before I give you the formula, I want you to get your pen and pad out, and I want you to take down this number, 847-882-8717. I'm inviting you to explore being a partner with me on Live with Kathy, my consortium, where we grow and learn together. Radio is a powerful marketing tool, but I'm more focused on your development, to just grab down and pull out the authentic you, the real essence of who you are. And that's the first baby step. It's a 10-week program. I work with you on your infomercial. First, we have to talk, because I have no idea what you're all about. And then we'll see if it resonates with talk radio in the world. And I work with you. Together, we prepare you for your radio debut, because you see, within the 10 weeks, you're going to be invited to co-host with me. And I walk you through it, no loose cannons. And then you hear yourself on Blog Talk Radio, and we tweak you, and then you're on again. And we see the development. It is so exciting. We actually see your development and your growth. The population is aging, and the need for your products and service grows and grows and grows. Get in touch with me, 847-882-8717, or you could write to me, Post Office Box, 95913 Hoffman Estates, Illinois. Iron Workers District Council of Chicago and Vicinity have partnered with me for years. And the mission is, and the purpose is, to acknowledge iron workers and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction, to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Ironworking offers a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. You're not too sure of what you want to do with your life. I don't know what your age is, but you have to call to see if you qualify. Or log on ironworkers.org. And after 4 years, you're ready to set the world on fire. And you don't have any tuition fees to pay back. You want to learn more about ironworking and the proud men and women who work in our trade? Log on youtube.com/Union Ironworkers and youtube.com/Ironworkers Impact. And then you'll want the CD, Ironworkers, What a Noble Profession. Affordable, original, wrote it 6 years ago, opening with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man, transitioning into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and the fluid, soft, graceful movements of the swan. All by getting in touch with Kathy, live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. There's a book out, Choices, introduced by Kathy Watson, Awe-Inspiring Choices Revealed by Successful Entrepreneurs. There are 14 of us available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Author House. Rika Cuff, who is the 50-plus director of the consortium at the Hoffman Estates Park District. You don't have to be bored and lonely. You'll go to the very end with your dreams still dancing in your heart. Do you want to write a book? Well, get this book, and then let's jog. It's in soft, hard, ebook, Kindle, and Nook. And you'll love Rika's story, Divine Intervention, how a trip to the south side of Chicago literally changed her life. And do you have a problem now with a tax issue? Let me introduce you to Greg McIntyre, our personal CPA. You could reach him at ahtax@ameritech.net. Because you see, if you're having money matters, if you're having more month than money, it's going to stress out your face. You're going to look older beyond your years. And looks do matter. Come on, don't tell me they don't. Now, in the Elixir, which the ebook is free when you order the Procaine cream that I've been using for over 20 years and decided to share it with you. You see, anger releases toxins into our body. Now, it's only available through me. You can only get it by contacting Kathy. It is so effective, you apply it 3 times a week, and you get the ebook, The Elixir of Youth. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. And the other book that you're going to need is Edith Nam, author, counselor, and educator extraordinaire. Her mission is to introduce you to winning ways to positively energize your brain, change to a positive mindset, and extend your lifeline. Available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. So there are 3 books, The Elixir, Choices, and Change to a Positive Mindset. You know, your brain and body do talk to each other. Do you want to be your own CEO? I am so excited about this because, you see, Lee, take this down, Letitia.com. myshackley.com. She's in the book Choices. She was adopted. She was told she was chosen and that she's very special. This lady is amazing. She is uniquely amazing. She's pushing 70. And when she quit her corporate job in 1973 and she was making $30,000 a year, Jack, her husband, then he's passed away, nearly passed out and said, "Hey, Missy, you're going back. Because you women don't have what it takes to make it work." That's all she needed. You have to read her story. And it's in Choices, available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and Author House, and of course, My Story. Come on, be your own boss. You will absolutely love it. Because there's a call to action in 2014 for all of the women to come together. To unleash your passion and to consider more profitable, less risky, and more of a soul-nourishing approach. And to learn about you, to see who the authentic you is. More people are becoming wealthy starting from nothing, and it could be you. It's pandemic. Create your own home-based business. And we have the formula. We will take you by the hand. We will walk with you. We will pair you with the product, the service, whatever it is that you want. And then you're going to make it a family affair. Teach the kids the science of finance. Letitia, L-E-T-E-C-I-A dot myshackley.com. Or get in touch with me. Lee and I work together. Because we want to be the torchbearers to help you accept the real essence of who you are. And you want to know what I'm finding? Most people can't. Even when they are, so successful. 2014. You're going to change your life game, your intentions, and your goals, your determination. Going to happen if you make the decision to make it happen. Now, here is an excerpt from the Letters of the Scattered Brotherhood. Go seeking goodness, and yeah, you'll find it. Go seeking beauty, and it will be upon your face. Oh, you don't think it can be done? You don't have any trust in yourself, do you? Such a viewpoint cannot fail to tear people apart as they try to reconcile something perfect with something broken. Let go of the past. You just need to accept yourself the way you are. No blame. No nothing. Would you take the very first baby step? Doing what you're best at? Participating and crafting your own life? It's your choice. It is your choice. You're listening to Live with Kathy. And tomorrow, part four, with our thoughts, we make our world. And we do that by taking teeny tiny baby steps. Just that one intention, the mindset to accept you as you are right now. Until tomorrow, 6:30 a.m., remember to be in your best elements. Au revoir.